China jails 10 of the Hong Kong 12 for trying to flee to Taiwan. By Gabrielle Reyes on December 30, 2020. A Chinese court on Wednesday sentenced 10 of the so-called Hong Kong 12, a group of pro-democracy activists detained by Chinese authorities on August 23 as they tried to flee the city for Taiwan, to up to 3 years in jail on charges linked to illegally crossing a border. The Yantian District People's Court in Shenzhen City, located in southern China's Guangdong province, sentenced Tang Kaiyan to 3 years in prison for organizing others to cross a border illegally and Quinn Moon to 2 years imprisonment on the same charge. On the morning of December 30, our court publicly sentenced Deng Jiren, Tang Kaiyan, and 9 others, the court said in a statement posted to its Weibo account. Weibo is a Chinese social media platform. The court additionally fined Tang Kaiyan 20,000 yuan, $3,060, and Quinn Moon 15,000 yuan, $2,300, according to the announcement, which was seen by Radio Free Asia, RFA. The court sentenced the other 8 defendants to 7 months imprisonment for illegally crossing a border and fined them 10,000 yuan, $1,533, each. They were identified in the court statement as Cheng Tsuho, Cheng Chunfu, Li Tsuxian, Andy Li, Wang Weiyan, Kok Tsuzlun, Jim Manham, and Cheng Mingzhu. The 8 above defendants were accomplices in jointly committed crimes and were therefore given lighter sentences, the Yantian District Court said. The 2 remaining detainees of the Hong Kong 12 group, Lu Tsuzman and Huang Lamfuk, were released and sent back to Hong Kong on Wednesday. Chinese authorities had previously said they would not pursue charges against them, as they were under the age of 18 at the time of their detention in August. Hong Kong police confirmed that the pair had arrived back in Hong Kong and were being held in Tin Shui Wai Police Station at noon local time, RFA reported Wednesday. Lu may still face charges of arson and skipping bail upon her return to Hong Kong. Huang faces the same charges as well as a charge of possession of an offensive weapon linked to his involvement in the pro-democracy protest movement that overtook Hong Kong last year. The China Coast Guard initially detained the Hong Kong 12 on August 23 as they attempted to flee to Taiwan via speedboat. At the time of their detention, all 12 of the activists faced prosecution in Hong Kong after being charged with crimes linked to their participation in the city's protest movement. Hong Kong authorities brought the charges against the activists through a then-recently passed national security law, which China imposed on the city to quell the pro-democracy uprising. The U.S. on Monday said the Hong Kong 12 were fleeing tyranny following China's crackdown on Hong Kong via the national security law, which effectively stripped the city of its traditional semi-autonomy and limited freedoms. Communist China will stop at nothing to prevent its people from seeking freedom elsewhere, a U.S. embassy spokesperson told Agence France-Presse on Wednesday when asked about the sentencing of the Hong Kong 12.